proclamation number 4468 dated the October 24th, 1948. Power of the divine word. Antidote to suffering. My love for you is infinite and I will grant your every request, but occasionally it happens in a way that you do not immediately recognize it as such. Nevertheless, one day you will realize how well I take care of you. The last days will bring a variety of perils and suffering because you will have to mature quickly or you will not pass the lost and difficult test. You will experience constant distress and should always bear in mind that everything comes from me, that I know of your hardship and misery but that they're also a blessing for you. Therefore do not fear and complain but remain devoted to me in love, just as my endless love belongs to you, too, and wants to make you happy. You should sample the power of my word and soon you will recognize that you have an effective antidote against all suffering, fear and sadness. I have blessed my word with my strength. Why do you not use it? Why do you not accept strength when you are in danger of weakening in your earthly battle and lose heart? Why do you not give yourselves to its invigorating effect? You constantly receive evidence of my love for you. You are in the midst of immense grace, and yet you are of so little faith and fickle, so timid and weak. What else could I offer you that is better than my word? If you did not experience earthly hardship and worries, you would not be able to hear my word, because the world would hold you captive and stop you from heartfelt contact with me. And therefore you should obediently accept this hardship when you receive my word as compensation, because my word is a great treasure for you which you merely do not know how to get. Let me always speak to you in my word. Take refuge in me in the word. Contemplate the expression of my love and you will feel a marked influx of strength. You will no longer feel weakness, fear and depression and will have no more doubt. You will master earthly life in full strength and honor and praise my love and grace, and then you will be active laborers for me in the lost battle on this earth. I bless your willingness to serve me but you should also activate it by doing what I ask of you. Time and again I remind you to accept my word within yourselves because I want to give you the strength of my word. Because I want to help you but need your free will to do so if you are to derive the right benefit from my help. You have to struggle yourselves because it is the only way you can arrive at faith, the profound faith that you will need in order to be loyal servants to me on earth. What you receive from me, what you write down, has to be considered by you in your heart, it is to come alive in you. So that you can endorse my word with conviction, so that the effect is not lost on your fellow human being and he feels the strength of my word in himself. You will always receive help in your need, and the more you fulfill my will the sooner you will receive help. However, it is my will that you should contemplate my word more often so that you become conscious of my presence and believe. And as soon as you have profound faith, the fulfillment of all your wishes will also be certain. Amen.